25 minutes to 7. It is 23 degrees, top of 35. And a very big congratulations to our mate James Lake, who's back in the studio this morning. Well done, mate. Little baby Spencer.
That's right. Thank you very much, Ed, Luke and Rosie. Let's say potentially Melbourne's most anticipated birth since the Judd twins has happened.
Been a big build-up, mate. We're a bit worried about you there for a while.
Oh, for weeks and weeks we thought he was arriving. So Spencer James came into the world on Tuesday night just after 8 o'clock. 8.4 pound or 3.8 kilos in the metric.
You're a big boy.
He is a big boy. Now, we interrupted this boy during, let's say he was having an audition for Cirque du Soleil at the time. He wrapped himself up and all is well in the end.
Okay,
well, so it was a scary experience.
Some scary experiences there.
Yeah.
So was that the reason why he wasn't making his entry as quickly as planned?
We think so, yeah.
Right.
A bit wrapped up, taking his time.
And weight? And we need to know the weight.
Yep. 8.4 pounds.
You're telling me, mate.
8.4 pounds.
Is he a big fella?
Yeah, he's a big fella.
8.4 is a big
fella. I'm still wondering why, you know, we put,
what's
put babies kilos? In pounds.
What's the kilos?
3 points.
Yeah, it's okay. Yeah, about 8.
3.8 yeah. kilos.
Good big boy.
All's well that ends well, Lakey. Congratulations,
that's right,
sir, mate.
Very healthy. Thank you very much.
How's mum?
She's well as well. She had to have a general during the emergency Caesar, so that's always a bit scary. But when she came out, I said, let's not do this again. We can just get more dogs if you want. So it'll take a while for our heart rates to calm down.
Good on you, mate. Congratulations. Anyway, that's wonderful news.
Thank you very much to everybody. Speaking of the warm night, as we have done, I've pulled up some figures just to find out when it was last like this. Not as hot as the record for Melbourne. 28.1 degrees was the warmest November night set back in 2009. So we've got a bit of a way still to be a really hot night. But we are looking now at the summer ahead. Now, back in July, guys, we talked a bit about water restrictions for Melbourne and the prospect of having to turn up the desal plant and things like that after having a very dry winter. The good news is our storages are... November 30 is the deadline that the government set to decide what we do with our water over summer. That day has come today and our storages are sitting at 68%. So that is good news for Melbourne at this time of year.
Well, if we're going to get 100 in Melbourne and up to 200 in the north, we're not going to need the desal this year, you wouldn't have thought, unless they need to just run it through, which sometimes they need to do just to keep the thing going. But there we go. All right, so plenty of water. It's, as you said, Dust, it's very tropical, isn't it? Even Melbourne's very lush at the moment. I flew in the other day when I came back from the international rules from Perth, and it was as green. Normally this time of year you can start to see it really burning off and it becomes straw-like. It was lush. It was green. And if we get this rain over the next couple of days, wow. Talk about growing season.
Going to be, very humid summer. Mm. And just finally, guys, the hunt is on this morning for four burglars who broke into a home at Templestowe 2 weeks ago while a mum and her baby were at home and they stole the family's Skoda. So the vision's around on the TVs this morning and we'll get it up at triplem.com.au as well. So what's happened on November 13, four blokes have busted into the front of a home on Tasker Street just in the early afternoon. Managed to get the keys, and the mum and baby, mother's realised what was going on. She's confronted these guys in the driveway and jumped in front of the car, hoping to stop them. Instead, they've driven at her, making their getaway, and she's jumped out of the way, not being hurt, thankfully. That car was found dumped in Thomastown later in the afternoon, and police are looking for the offenders. The driver of the Skoda is a man perceived to be of Middle Eastern appearance, 185 to 188 centimetres tall, with facial stubble and dark hair. And they've put together a computer-generated image of the guy they're looking for. Two other offenders in the car, teenagers, and a fourth guy managed to get away in a second vehicle.
Right.
So the details of that are up at triplem.com.au.